Moving on now, Bahrain's appeals court upholds a six-month jail sentence handed down to prominent human rights activist Nabil Rajab. Bahrain's prosecutor general claims Rajab was convicted for publicly insulting state institutions. In a post on social media websites last year, Rajab wrote that Bahrain's interior and defense ministries have turned into a breeding ground for men who joined extremist groups such as ISIL. As a leading opposition figure, Rajab spent 2 years in prison for attending anti-regime protests at the Persian Gulf Kingdom. He later served 3 months in jail for criticizing Bahrain's prime minister. Rajab is currently behind bars for reporting on violence against political prisoners in the notorious Jaw prison. Let's speak to former Bahraini MP Jalal Fairuz, who joins us from London, for his comments on this. Mr. Fairuz, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, what do you make of this cracking down of the Bahraini regime on anyone who exposes the human rights abuses that are happening, be it in prison, be it on the streets of Bahrain, be it anywhere else?
Well, there are two faces of it. The first one is that because of the axis of the Saudi American coalition against Yemen now, and another coalition which is supposed to be against ISIS, the Saudis and the pro-American governments, they think they are stronger now, and they are pushing for more of their policies, including this includes Bahrain as well. And also on the other face is that the situation in the region will be changing soon after the American-Iranian resolution of the nuclear file, and that scares the government of Bahrain. That's why they are just trying to accelerate the rate of pressurizing the opposition figures, so that the opposition will come to a ground of accepting the terms of the government. That's why we've seen lots of pressure on the scholars and also on the figures of the oppositions these days.
Right, Mr. Fairuz, right now the Bahraini Crown Prince is in the U.S. for that Camp David summit with President Barack Obama. Do you think the question of Bahrain and its revolution will come up?
It has to, because just the day before yesterday, 45 members of the Congress signed a letter and issued it to Obama, requesting that he brings the matter of Nabil Rajab and the other opposition arrested figures on the table. And also the Human Rights Watch, the Amnesty International, they have all have been calling for this. And it is there that the government of Bahrain tried to give a message to the world that it is releasing prisoners. And there was some hope that this will happen, but it came out that it was just a lie, and they are just seeking for whitewashing their faces against what is going on. And now that they are in Camp David, they feel that the Americans will only want their money, the Gulf, to buy weapon. So they are putting even some terms in their meetings. It's not that they are going to release prisoners.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's former Bahraini MP Jalal Fairuz joining us from studios in London. Mr. Fairuz, it's always a pleasure talking to you here on Press TV.